the Below Top Secret podcast on the Above Top Secret website. Welcome to the Dats Mix with
Rush.
The world is love and life are
here. Hi, my name is Carriage.
Hello, gorgeous mystery lady.
I'm Dreamless.
You're crazy, bitch, but you're so good I'm on top of it.
You think he's gone? He's not gone. That's the whole point. He's never gone.
It's the mind slap puppet.
You see?
I'm not going to give you a username. You can figure that one out for yourselves.
This podcast is Union of Whack Posters approved.
But why is the rum gone?
In cooperation with the NPO,
yay,
Council on Public Relations.
If it lays an egg, it will fall down the back of the television set.
You'll have to watch that, unless it's a male.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yes, looks fairly butch.
Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name. They're always glad you came. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Dad's Mix is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Alright, so, let's see. First topic up for conversation. I think we need to introduce ourselves, right? Because one of the rules in making a podcast is you have to introduce yourself.
Alright.
Gotcha.
So everybody, say hi.
Hi, it's Rush. Oh, no. You mean say hi then or now?
Say hello, you must.
Next.
I'm not going to give you a username. You can figure that one out for yourselves.
Ouch. Okay, that's Shugo for everyone else who doesn't know what's going on. I'm Carrot.
I was about to say, who the hell are you?
And you're listening to a podcast made by three people, two of which have been influenced by alcohol.
We won't say which ones.
No, we'll leave it up to your imagination.
I'm sure they'll figure it out really quick.
I'm sure
there are a lot of guys listening to this podcast in deep envy of me.
Probably.
Oh my god, that's too funny.
Never mind, I can't say that. Carrot's my woman.
Yeah, you better be nice.
Yeah, I gotta be nice. Maybe we really do need to open an ATS love connection.
Yeah, ATS couples edition.
There you go.
For the paranoid couples.
The couples who conspire together stay together.
The couples who conspire together sleep together? Wow.
No, I said stay together, but sleep together is a good thing to put in there. Oh, Lord. Rush, what is your favorite color?
Favorite color would have to be orange.
Orange?
Because carrot is orange.
Oh, that's true. Very true.
Sweet. And Shugo, what is your favorite color?
I don't have...
Oh, you do too.
Ocean blue. Come on. Do I have to jog your
memory? Chartreuse.
Okay.
No. Yeah, you got it.
Well, and my favorite color is red. Red is an awesome color.
Yes, because it's the color of blood, and bleeding is what women do to men.
Yes.
God!
It's, until it's time for the goo, then it's...
Oh, don't you start with the goo.
It's called payback.
All right, Rush. Although I already know the answer, what is your favorite band?
Gosh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I might have to get back with you on that. Although,
you're kidding me, right? I thought Rush was your favorite band.
It is.
Okay.
And Sticks.
Oh, can you hear it, Shugo?
No.
I've got Sticks on right now, actually.
Well, because Rush pretty much is Sticks.
So. Hello? No.
Hello? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They aren't.
Yeah. We'll have an argument if you want it.
Do you have proof of that? Do you have photos, videos?
Yeah, all you have to do is listen to
tripod.
Tom Sawyer back with Come Sail Away.
Not alike at all.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I don't have a favorite band, by the way. Sorry.
No, you have to. Come on.
No, actually, that's the dead honest truth. I don't have a favorite band.
Well, a couple of your favorites.
A couple of my favorites. I'll try and go for a couple of different genres. Ocean Lab. And let's see what else. Guns N' Roses. Rush should know about the Guns N' Roses.
I do. Yeah.
Okay, so are you guys totally paranoid about everybody knowing your names, or is that just me?
No, I don't care.
Oh, hell no. Mine's in my introduction, so I I'm like an open book.
And most people knew about my name. Most of them, anyway.
Okay, so Carrot, Q-Ball is leaving us.
Oh, I know. It makes me sad. So
day. Sad day for BTSers.
It is. It's a total sad day.
It is. How dare he have his priorities?
I know. What the hell? Who does he think he is? Doesn't he know that ATS
exactly.
comes first? I'm just kidding, my dear. I totally understand why you have to leave. But you know what? That's okay. You take your time and you study your exams and you do as good as you possibly can. And then you come visit us whenever you can and everything will be fine.
And speaking Maybe. Of exams, yep. When are yours done, Carrot?
Well, see, my schooling is totally opposite Q-Ball's. I just started school in September, where I think he's ending right now.
Oh, okay.
So my summer starts next May.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So I'm only about a year and a half. I'm not well, a year and a half, though. I'm about a month and a half into this year's classes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not bad. But we have midterms about every 5 weeks we have midterms.
Wow.
Yeah. Which isn't bad. You know, that's 5 weeks of studying. But it is bad mm-hmm. if you've got 1,500 fucking things going on all at once. Then it's bad.
How goes the explicit tag?
Hey, the explicit tag went like 30 seconds in.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize. You don't sound too pleased.
No, I love you. You know that. This ATS love fest.
Yeah, love fest.
Now, I have to ask you two, what made you guys get on ATS in the first place?
Go ahead, Rush.
No, go for it.
Okay, I was watching... Okay, this is awful. I'm a huge X-Files fan. I'm not even joking. And I was listening to one of the episodes where Mulder says something about the Lone Gunman's newspaper that they put out. And I thought, you know what? That would be sweet. That would be so cool if I could get a newsletter by email, you know, by some conspiracy site.
Uh-huh.
So I went into Google and I started typing in, like, conspiracy websites and conspiracy newsletters and shit. And ATS was one of the first ones that came up. So naturally, I signed up for it, and after a couple weeks of reading some of the threads, right? Because what happens is when you sign up, they send you the recent threads or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I started reading, and I'm like, oh, this sounds like something I could get into. So I signed up, and that was it. Yep. What about you, Rush? How did you find ATS?
I was kiffing off looking. You know, I mean, I'm kind of an astronomy buff. I have an interest in it. And I think I was looking at some NASA stuff, which got me to looking at some NASA UFO stuff. So, you know, it's the classic, you know, UFO kind of seeker. That's how I got on there. But then I found it so hard to take it serious so much. You know, I couldn't do it. And then I started reading some of the BTS stuff. And now I hang out there most of the time. Not that I mean, I get over to ATS. I still like to go in the space exploration and stuff. So, no, I've kind of planted myself at BTS. And I couldn't find any, I mean, I'd want to post, but I couldn't be serious. I know you guys find that very hard to believe, because I'm always a serious person. But I had a real hard time in ATS trying to put anything serious. And I would do rail threads. They didn't like that. So I left.
Do you ever, like, hit the recent topics on the ATS side and find something that you're interested in?
No, you know, I mean, I'm usually just hanging out on my ATS page. So, no, I don't go over to recent posts now, you know, very often. I figure, you know, if it's that good, it's going to show up on my ATS page, and I'll hit it then, but...
So, Shugo, how did you
find
Top Secret?
I found Above Top Secret for the first time in 1999, actually, so I'm one of the real old people. I was 9 years old. I was 9 years old. I found... Yep. The big thing is that my dad was always into Star Trek and the X-Files and Star Wars and all that good stuff when I was younger. So I was exposed to conspiracy and all this stuff at a young age. And if you were to even go back and look at my fifth grade record, you would see that whenever I would come to reading class, I would bring a large 15,000-page, one and three-fourths worth of page size encyclopedia of world aircraft to class and would read it, and literally these pages would be like five times the size of a normal fiction book page. So probably in fifth grade I could probably tell you a lot about aircraft and such. And then I got wind of the the whole Black Project kind of thing going on. And when I was 10 years old, I actually got to see a bit of a Black Project, or what I believe was a Black Project myself. At the time we were living with a schoolyard, a very large schoolyard field in our backyard, so it was a lot of wide open space. And me and two other friends, one of them who used to be on ATS actually, actually saw an aircraft duck down, and we never saw it come back up. And the thing of it was is that, you know, it was one of those crap that didn't look right. I guess it's the right thing. And so, you know, I'm going on looking for information on it. I came back around ATS and another website in 2003. I joined the other website, and that website was dead. And then a member who happened to be on that website with me said, well, you should go over and join ATS. I said, yeah, I've been there and everything, but it's, you know, it's big and everything. But I ended up joining there because I was getting sick and tired of being on a dead site. So pretty much, I originally joined with the username on ATS, Agetown, and that was literally 3 days after my 14th birthday. And then I rejoined again with a different username and had the old account removed in March of 2004. And so here I am. So originally everything that got me into ATS was aircraft related, and then it just kind of took off from there. And to be quite honest with you, I didn't know there was I'm going to offend somebody here, I know it. I didn't know there was as much garbage that some of these people believe as when I joined ATS, but apparently there are some really freaky people out there. So yeah, that's my story, guys.
Cool. Yeah, and I agree. I mean, it's gotten kind of scary lately how gullible some people are. You know, I mean, I think there's a lot of valuable information on ATS, a lot, and there's a lot of smart people who know what they're talking about.
And then there's all.
But yeah, I mean, sometimes, yeah. People. God, and then you get to the other end of the spectrum, and like, I don't know how people really can fall for such stuff, but. See, my big thing is orbs. I cannot stand people to talk about orbs. I just want to.
I noticed in your signature that you have the whole thing about. I've noticed that in your signature how you've got orbs being stupid and rods being stupider, I think is how it goes.
Well, I originally had what did I have? Orbs equal little bugs, rods equal big bugs, and. Then I was talking to another member, and we were goofing off, and I said, no, I'm going to put this down, so, which I'm sure offends some people, but
yeah.
why they don't understand that it's a piece of dust or it's a bug, I don't get that. They don't even entertain the thought. That's what gets me.
I remember when I was 16 years old watching Ghost Hunters Live on Sci-Fi Channel. Watch it, guys. It's cool. It might not have been when I was 16. It might have been when I was 17, but, or, 15, but I think it was in 2006. And, they were at the, what's the name of the hotel? The Stanley Hotel.
Yes, I remember that one.
And, they kept hearing things, and I'm thinking, and I was just pitching explanations left and right, like, it's this, it's this, it's this, it's this. I never got to see the results, but I have a feeling I'm right.
Oh, you didn't see the end of that one?
I didn't see the results. That was a live one, and it went for 7 hours. For 6 or 7 hours. So...
You know, I can't remember if that's the one where the okay, the bald guy? Is it...
Jason.
Like, he was sleeping, and all of a sudden, this glass that was next to his bed, like, shattered, and... I can't remember if that was the Stanley Hotel or not. I think it was. That was pretty good.
I know. Well, I know that they had one of the ECW guys with them all the time. That's always a good time.
ECW.
Yeah.
What's that?
If you ever...
Ghostbusters.
Wrestling. It's wrestling.
Gotcha.
Rush.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's lighten it up. Access Denied is having a blizzard today. Poor thing. Shout out.
Right. Oh, the Indigo Children. That's another bunch of bull.
Oh, I agree with that. I don't believe
you. Oh, I don't get that at all either.
And reptilians. I cannot understand the reptilians.
Oh, girl. Don't get me started. You know, but if anybody wants to see a picture of Cracker in a tinfoil hat, is it Dad?
How many kids do you have, Rush?
I have 2 kids. And we just got done with parent-teacher conferences.
Oh, good.
So,
go for you.
Yeah, they went good. You know, they're good kids. I adore them. They're beautiful.
You raised them well.
Yeah.
That's good.
Trying. Not sure if it's working with my teenage daughter, but, you know, I'm trying.
Well, you know, that always happens with teenage girls. You know, teenage girls go through this stage, and it's awful. Really, you know, they go through this stage where they think they need to go against everything that their parents tell them is true, because they need
everything.
To find out the answer for themselves.
Yeah.
And at the end of it all, they still come to the same conclusion that their parents had in the first place 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was 16 or whatever, I went through my rebellious stage, and you know, it lasted about 2 weeks, because all it took was one conversation from my dad to say, you know what, you're being stupid, and I don't trust you anymore, and that totally mm-hmm. broke my heart, because my dad mm-hmm. has always been my best friend, mm-hmm. and to hear him say that, I was like, wow, that's a freaking wake-up call.
And she's certainly one of those that has to try it, her, you know, she's got to try it herself, make up her own mind, get
well,
caught,
yeah,
try again,
yeah,
get
and
caught again.
It's so weird, because I can understand where that comes from.
Yeah. But she'll be fine. She'll be fine. She's a typical teenager.
That's right.
She's a good girl. She's got a lot of good friends. And my son is a mama's boy, so he's a definitely mama's boy. Yeah.
And you know what? By the time she reaches 25, she'll be like, oh my God, Mom, you were so right. Why didn't
I
listen to you? Yeah. That's exactly how that goes. And for you,
right.
that will be so bittersweet. But for her, it'll be...
And you can't tell
him
that. You know, they can't tell him that. And the one thing I've learned is you can't tell him what it's like when I grew up, because they have no concept of that.
That's right.
Whenever it was that I grew up, which, you know,
when I grew up,
my age.
We walked 25 miles to
school,
you know,
just
in the snow.
And you can't expect them to, you know, you can't expect them to understand that, because it's totally not where they come from these days. So, Sugar, you got awfully quiet.
Yeah, what the hell's going on here? I feel like we're having just a girl session.
Exactly.
Well, you were having just a girl session.
Oh, come on, sweetheart. You got something to say here.
I do.
Don't you?
Anything?
About what?
Got nothing?
Did you ever go through your rebellious teenage stage?
My whole rebellious thing actually took place at the school systems. And I actually dropped out before I was supposed to be allowed to drop out of school and obtain a GED. But that's the only issues with rebellion that I've ever had, so...
Yeah, but at least you went back and got your GED, and that's great.
That's true.
And
very true.
Because so many kids say they're going to do that, never do.
Well, when I get money to do it, I'll be going to community college for 2 years... And then I'll be going to a 4-year university, and then I'll be going to law school. So.
Good for you.
So.
The thing that is that I wasn't fortunate enough to get scholarships. I wasn't fortunate enough to have a college fund. So everything that I'm going to be doing for college is going to be coming out of my pocket.
But that is so much more. But that is so much more self-satisfying, though, knowing that you've done it yourself. Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
Somebody has to have a question, or I'm going to bust out singing. And trust me, that can't be good for anyone after I've had a bottle and a half of wine. So I'm going to give you less than 60 seconds to come up with a question.
Well, I already know the answer that you guys will give for that question. The answer is Aussie accents.
58, 57, 56, 54, 53, 52, 51, 32.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
30, 29, 30, 30, 30.
Oh, come on, that was a question.
You better give her something, sugar.
16,
okay, let's see.
15,
poor Ani XX, who had a little accident.
That's right, she broke her leg.
She did. But she went back to the doctor. Now she has 7 broken bones. I know.
She did say that there was alcohol involved. I asked her.
Yes. More than she's letting on, I do believe.
Yeah.
Oh, so we hope you feel better. Get well.
Hi, Oni.
Stay out of the windowsills.
All right, Rush, what was your favorite school in
science? Okay, let's see. I liked science. Science and writing. I can't decide which one, but yeah, I like both of those. What about you, Carrot? What's your favorite subject?
Oh, okay. When I was in high school, my favorite subject was English. And now that I'm in university, I'm really liking psychology and philosophy. Those are my two favorites.
Good.
But Shugo, tell us about you. What were your favorite subjects in school?
I thought my time to talk was over.
No, it's your turn now.
No.
He's pouting.
You can't say no.
You cannot pout on a podcast. What will people think?
Yeah.
Come on.
You have, remember, I rebelled against school, remember? So I don't have a favorite subject.
But that doesn't mean you didn't enjoy some part of it.
Any class that had a really good-looking girl in it, that's it.
Okay,
well, so what
I
was the last...
One, I asked one, and you both completely avoided it.
Hello?
I'm going to ask you this only once.
Oh my god.
Or do you not know about the birds?
Don't say the birds again.
Yes.
Well, answer me. Do you or do you not know about the birds?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Seriously? Somebody else asked the question.
Okay, who's the last band that you've seen? What's the last concert that you went to?
I saw Cher in Vegas.
Oh, that's right. I bet that was great.
Oh, Cher was awesome.
Last band that I saw that wasn't me was Alabama on their farewell tour.
Oh, friends, I have got to go. I have got to get up in about 3 hours. And I have to get kids ready for school. And not only that, they get out of school at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's like they'll just fucking get there and they turn around and they come home.
Dot, 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 dots.
And join us next week when we, Carrot and I, sing our rendition of Janis Joplin's Bobby McGee.
Me and Bobby McGee, that's right.
That's right.
All right, well, I promise you, Rush, I will go out and I will buy all the fixings for sour apple martinis so that you and I can get sloshed on those when you come back.
Yum. Sounds so good. I think that's
perfect.
What we'll do.
99 bottles of beer. 99 bottles
of beer.
Take one down and pass it around.
I'm freaking delirious here. All right, I'm going to be so sleep-deprived. I am signing off. Love you guys.
Love you too, Rush.
And I'll, and I don't know if we're leaving tomorrow night or not, so if I'm online tomorrow night, you'll know that we didn't leave, obviously. I'll be back over the weekend. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Right,
bye, Rush.
This is a bar. Pretend you're drunk.
You gotta really go some to play with me. My office is in Harlem.
These people are totally insane.
But you wouldn't hold a little thing like sanity against the guy, would you?
All right, well, good night, everyone.
You're going to bed?
Thanks, everyone, for coming to the podcast this evening.
Oh my god, it's too funny. Oh, I'm getting deliriously sleepy.
Never mind, I can't say that. Wow.
Oh, don't you start with the goo.
It's called payback.
Good night, guys. Love you. Be good.
Yeah, we'll try.
Boy, get that chipmunk off the PA!
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's
end. This is a Dats Mix production. Thanks for listening.